Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Officials have acknowledged residents of Sydney's northern beaches who will celebrate Orthodox Christmas tomorrow under lockdown. The state has recorded 5 new cases of coronavirus, 1 from overseas, 2 linked to the Barala cluster, 1 linked to the Avalon cluster, and 1 under investigation. Residents of the northern part of the northern beaches are under strict stay-at-home orders until at least Saturday. Acting Premier John Barilaro says local Orthodox Christians will be unable to attend church and gather together.
I know the cathedral, St. Sabas, down on the peninsula will be closed. I know the impact that has on families, people at an important time of the year. But it is our point that we're doing this to protect everyone long term.
Victoria has reported its first mystery COVID-19 case in months, with health officials unsure how a man in his 30s contracted the virus. The state has recorded 1 new locally acquired infection and 2 overseas cases in hotel quarantine. The Melbourne Cricket Ground has been listed as a potential exposure site after the man attended the Boxing Day test match alongside Chadstone Shopping Centre, where the man visited the Boxing Day sales. Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng is urging people to get tested if they visited the MCG's Great Southern Stand on the 27th of December between 12:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. and the shopping centre on the 26th of December between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m.
This person was not infectious at the Boxing Day sales or the MCG. We're worried more about who might have given him infection at that time.
Plans for Victoria's public servants and commercial office workers to return to their workplaces on Monday will now be delayed by a week. Australia is expected to become one of the first countries to conditionally approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for COVID-19. The government had originally planned to roll out the first doses from late March, but has now brought forward the campaign to early March. Frontline staff in hotel quarantine and border management will be first in line, followed by health workers and aged care residents, with the entire population expected to be vaccinated by October. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the rollout follows a similar timeline to other countries that have been successful in tackling the virus, including New Zealand, South Korea, Japan, and the territory of Taiwan. Other countries such as the US and UK have already given emergency approval to the Pfizer shot, but Mr. Hunt warns against being too hasty.
Firstly, it's about protecting Australians. Secondly, though, it's about vaccine confidence. And the biggest threat to a high uptake in Australia would be a lack of confidence.
North Queensland continues to be lashed by heavy rain associated with ex-tropical cyclone Imogen. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in place, while flood warnings have been issued for Ingham, Bowen, Townsville, Palm Island, Eyre and Lucinda. Around 1,400 houses lost power during the storm, while the town of Ingham, north of Townsville, recorded 122 millimetres of rain in an hour. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services are advising people to avoid floodwaters and seek shelter indoors. To sport now, and in the NBL, the NBL tip-off has been delayed again by the pandemic, with organisers releasing a revised 2-round draw just 4 days before the season's launch. Melbourne United and South East Melbourne Phoenix were slated to play the first game on Sunday, but outbreaks in Victoria and New South Wales have forced the Phoenix to move to Hobart, while United will stay in Cairns and the Sydney Kings in Albury. The season opener will now see the Taipans and the Hawks face off in Cairns next Friday. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.